calls for Fauci to resign after flip-flopping on origins of the corona doom. By the by, I got a very special treat for all of you. Live from London in just moments, Bryce Stratford, who writes for a London-based newspaper. Maggie, you're going to love this. Bryce is going to call us on Skype Maker Hotline because he has been covering the theft of Queen Anne's rosary. I'm sorry, Mary, Queen of Scots. The Queen, Mary, Queen of Scots. I was reading something last night about Queen Anne and Mary, Queen of Scots rosary. He's the only guy in the world that's like covering the story. And so I sent him a message on Twitter and I said, I would love to hear what you know about the theft of this rosary from Arundel Castle. And he goes, oh, mate, I'll ring you up on the Skype tomorrow. So Bryce will join us in just a couple of minutes. However, now back to Fauci-teen. This guy is a liar. He's a killer. There's no telling how many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of deaths he's responsible for during the wretched and completely failed effort to make a vaccine, as James Clyburn would say, for AIDS. And now Fauci has been outed. You know, Rand Paul got the best of him. When Senator Paul got him to admit,
Senator, there is not now and never has been a principal contribution by the NIH.
Oh, a principal contribution. What does that mean?
Well, we made a small one. It's a very, very small.
No. Oh, now it's out.
We didn't fund anything.
No, we didn't fund anything before. Now it's okay. We funded a little bit.
Small. It was a, what did he call it? A sub grant.
Whatever, dude. The corona doom was brought here intentionally. It was unleashed on its victims, the elderly, intentionally. It killed them. I believe we're going to find out that some of these governors, Cuomo Quattle, this creep in Washington State, Seattle, we're given guidance by the criminals, the great reset, new normal, great cabal, oligarch criminals at the Centers for Disease Control and Non-Prevention, or the Center for Disease Cooperation and Non-Prevention. Hey. Here's what you do. Inject the old people with a bunch of steroids, and then when they continue to decline in health, whatever you do, don't give them hydroxychloroquine. Inject them with steroids, and then when they continue to decline, don't give them any zinc, don't give them any vitamins of any sort, just steroids. And when they begin to decline, stick them on a ventilator, turn the pressure up, and collapse the capillaries in their lungs, and drown them to death. House Representative Warren Davidson called for firing of Fauci. Davidson from Ohio introduced the FIRED Act. FIRED stands for Fauci Incompetence Requires Early Dismissal. Republicans have blasted Fauci over mask guidance. By the by, let's go back to the kids and the mental health problems. You told children they were going to kill grandma if they didn't wear the double or triple mask, and that they were also going to kill your friends. They didn't do what you said. You're their parent. You fathers out there, you feckless, useless, worthless pieces of meandering about human male testosterone-less flesh, I blame you. The COVID Karens could have been told, shut up. You don't know what's good for our kid. We're not putting a mask on an 8-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 3-year-old, by the by. Oh, folks. Oh, gosh, good Lord. I don't even want to play this. I won't play it now, but I will play it. That sick, twisted, transvestite weirdo, Dr. Richard Levine, is giving public service announcements now. Televised! This creature, this monster, telling 12-year-old children, this man is a pervert. He is a pervert. He is mentally deranged, and Biden has unleashed him on the children. Telling 12-year-olds, you can ignore your parents. The vax is safe. Do you know in Canada, they are giving ice cream cones out to children if they'll come and get the Moderna jab? And they have a wall the police officers set up that the children can go through, but the parents to try and stop them? No admittance. This is a Malthusian genocide level event, folks. That's what it is. No one knows the long-term effects. They don't even know exactly what it is that they've unleashed, but they know that it's a new normal.